we know Josh McCown, been here 2 years, 70%. They just dumping the ball off or what?
They're mixing it up, but I think him is just a veteran quarterback. He knows where to go with the ball. So I think he has a great ability to be able to just dissect what defense they're in. He knows what they're trying to attack on offense. He's not going to just hold the ball and wait. He knows, hey, if I have a flat route open right now, I'm going to go there. So they have threats that get down the field. I mean, you see on the outside, number 11, number 10, both of those guys possess a threat to get down the field. But he's just doing a good job of making the right reads.
But doesn't that style play into your guys' philosophy, concede that? I mean, isn't that what kind of Greg does, is concede that type of pass?
It just depends upon our defense call. He has the philosophy, if it's a zone, check the ball down, go hit him. If it's man-to-man, don't let your guy catch the ball. So it just depends upon what defense we're in. If we're in man, then, no, we don't want him to catch the ball short, deep, wherever they throw the ball. If we're in zone, yeah, want him to throw the ball short, and we're all rallying around him, getting 11 guys to the ball.
Jason, when you look at how many yards the Jets were able to run for last week and a couple of big plays, I mean, you guys have been pretty good from a run defense, but what kind of matchup is that?
Yeah, this is going to be a good matchup for us. I think they're third yards per game rushing. I think we're somewhere up there, too, in just yards allowed. So one of them's got to give come Sunday. So I know they're going to come in, and that's one of the things they do. They run the ball, and we take a lot of pride in trying to stop the run. So obviously it'll be a fun matchup Sunday, a tough challenge for us to see where we rank. You know, we've been doing a good job. So let's see against one of the better rushing teams in the NFL how well we can hold up against it.
Have you ever been through a season before where you started 0-4?
My rookie year, we started 0-6. Lost 59-0 to the Patriots for our sixth loss. So it was rough.
How did you break out of that?
We won 8 out of the last 10 games. So you just keep playing football.
I was going to ask you, how challenging is it to keep guys focused and positive when you're not getting that reward on Sunday?
I don't think it's challenging at all. I mean, you go out there and you play like you don't care, or you stop studying, you're not going to be here. You're not going to be in the NFL, period. So I don't think there's ever a lack of motivation from guys. You play this game to win it, but you also play this game because you love it. You play it because you've been battling with your guys next to you since April 17th, and you still want to go out and play hard for that guy. So we're not where we want to be after the first quarter of the season, but we have 3 more quarters to go. So it's up to us. I said it Sunday. It's up to us to dictate how those quarters end up.
Once you've been through that season that you just described, do you preach that here?
I guess I haven't talked about being 0-6 or anything of that nature, but I don't think there's anything I really need to preach. Guys don't seem unmotivated or just no one's walking around with their head down. This week we came in and we said, hey, it's the start to the second quarter. We got the New York Jets. Let's put everything into the Jets this week and see what we can do and prepare our butts off and just go out there Sunday and try to get a win.
There's a lesson, though, that you lose 59-0 and then win the next week and win 8 out of however many it was.
Yeah, I guess the lesson is don't play the Patriots in the snow.
Was your brother on their team?
No. That was my rookie year. He came out the year after.
How did you guys turn that around? What happened that you could win 8 out of the last
time? I guess Coach Fisher said, hey, the ball doesn't bounce your way sometimes. Keep playing football and the ball's going to start to bounce our way. So I guess if you look back at it, the ball just started to bounce our way a few more times.
And did the wins then become contagious, or is that too simplistic to say?
I think so. I think they can become contagious. I mean, maybe there's somebody that just started playing and you're not sure of yourself, and getting the wins help you build confidence. You never know what it does for each individual player. But, yeah, I think the more you win, the expectation to win, you continue to kind of build off it.
On Monday, Hugh said he doesn't have like a Newt Rockne speech that he's going to, you know, give you guys. That's just not his personality and how he is. But just losing's not easy for anyone. Could you just touch on, you know, how Hugh maintains that even keel on a day-to-day basis for you guys?
I think the best thing I know for me personally as a player is having your leaders be consistent. And I think that's the one thing that Coach Jackson has been. I mean, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. And the one thing I always hated as a player is you come in one week and the coach is cursing everybody out. Then the next week he's laughing the whole time. So you just don't know what to expect. And I think that's been the positive from Coach Jackson. We know what to expect every week. And like you said, there is no magical speech that's going to get us to start winning games. We got to play better. You play better, you'll win more games. So It sounds simple, but you turn the film on. If there's a mistake, you correct it. So that's what we're trying to do this coming week, and just trying to put the first quarter behind us and build off of each practice day this week to lead up into Sunday.
And last year, it was 14 in a row before they got their first one, and there were tears in the locker room. I mean, guys were crying. Do you understand that feeling, and do you remember who you beat after losing the first time?
Nah, I don't remember who we beat, but you put a lot into this. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to win, and it means something, and losing sucks. It hurts everybody. So I definitely understand those emotions that go into it. And you know when you're out here playing this game, you're not only fighting for your position, but you're fighting for the guys next to you. You're fighting for your coach's position. You know the more you win, every year is going to be changed, but the more you win, the more it stays the same. So that's why you want to go out there and put your best foot forward and try to do the most you can for not only yourself, but for the organization as a whole. Our locker room was a lot of veteran guys, so I just remember at that time, man, guys just played. Like, it wasn't anything crazy. I think here you have a younger team, so guys are just figuring it out. For our team in Tennessee that year, it was older guys, so I think they had just came off a season where they were 13-3, so guys just kept playing football. They didn't put anything into it. It was just, we lost that week. Oh, who do we have this week? Okay, let's start to prepare for them and get ready. And that's the sense I've gotten so far. You know, we haven't gotten a result that we want on Sundays, but when we come in here on Mondays and then a lot of guys are in here on Tuesdays and our off days, we're just preparing for the next team and we're trying to worry about not letting last week's loss dictate the upcoming week.
A lot of young players in this locker room, they're very well accomplished throughout their football careers. They won in high school, they won in college, and now they come here and it's obviously a different outcome. Is there something to learning how to handle a loss as a professional?
Yeah, it's different. I guess the one thing is welcome to the NFL. This is the hardest level to win at. You know, in college, sometimes you're playing, maybe you're the biggest, baddest team, and you're playing a 1AA team, and you go out and you win 80-something to zip. It's just those type of weeks. In the NFL, there is none of that. You'll see the best team in the league record-wise play the worst team in the league, and the game will be decided by 3 points. It's just extremely hard to win in this league. And I think as a young player, you do learn how to take a loss. You figure out what mistakes you made, what you did wrong, but you learn how to put it behind you. You know, in college, one loss sometimes takes you out of national championship contention, so it's tough to always bounce back. Each loss means it has a huge impact, and in the NFL, no one ever really goes undefeated. It doesn't really happen, so you know there's going to be some down weeks, and you got to be able to bounce back.
Yeah, when you're watching film and you're on the practice field with Jabril, young guy, new to the NFL, new to the position even, what are some of the messages you give him kind of during the week?
The one thing with him, man, he just loves the game of football. So when he makes mistakes, he's eager to correct them. And I think for me, JT, Body, guys that have played more football in the league, what we just do, we just continue to talk football with them. They come out in a certain formation, and I think a certain route's coming. Hey, watch the 7 cut on this. And then maybe after the play, hey, whenever we're in a cover 2 in this instance, a lot of offense will try to run this route or that route. So I think for him, it's just continuing to talk football for him. But he loves the game. I mean, he practices his butt off. He's the type of young guy you just love to have around because he wants to learn. He has no attitude, no ego, so you get excited about having a guy with that amount of talent around you.
Hey, Jason, just to clarify, was there any a day since you've been here that you, in OTAs, that you lined up as a traditional free safety?
We have packages where guys move around or so I guess, yeah, there has been times I've lined up.
Before they determined that you were going to stay a cornerback, did you ever get a practice time at free safety?
I guess to get to the original question, yes, there's been times I've lined up at a traditional free safety.
I know that's probably still happening today.
Yeah. Have sat in a safety room?
Well, yeah. I didn't know there were separate rooms.
At times. No, I've always been in a corner room, but there's times that I've lined up and played our free safety position.
When you first arrived, it was almost like, well, we'll figure out where we want to play.
Yeah.
It seems very early on they decided you're going to stay at cornerback.
Yep.
I know everybody plays two positions, but is there a tryout period where they stay?
I really don't know. You know, I guess like I told you guys when I first got here, wherever they tell me to line up, I'll go line up and try my hardest at that position. So for the most part, I've been told to go line up at cornerback, so that's where I go line up and play.
From a defensive standpoint, what do you guys have to do to win the second quarter
not allow the other team to score more points than us, and we'll win the second quarter.
I mean, can you put your finger on it? I mean, it was three touchdowns, I think, each of the last 2 weeks in that quarter. Why it goes south then?
I really don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, we're playing decent defense. Third down in the red zone has killed us. Third down in the low red zone. It's not like it's a play when you turn the film on. It's just like, well, they just schemed us out on that play. It's just we have to execute better, and it's just that simple. It's plays that we've seen in practice, plays we've seen on film that we've talked about. We just have to do a better job in situational football of just executing, whether it's Sunday. I think we missed a field goal, and we had to go out on the field. We got off the field, but then there was an interception. We didn't get off the field. We allowed the touchdown. So situations like that of just understanding what we have to do. If they get the ball down, they're forcing them to kick field goals. And I know we say it week after week, but it is that simple. We just have to execute better.
How much does that red zone number bug Greg? I mean, I know that's something he says, just give us one more down, we'll force a field goal, but you give up 11 out of 13.
All of us. I mean, that you can't win football games if you don't perform well in the red zone. Third down, red zone are two situations that you have to perform well in. Those dictate a game. You know, you go into the half this past week, and it's 21-0, and you think about us three touchdowns. If you force three field goals, you're down 9-0, and you're talking about a totally different football game. So we understand that not only Greg, but as a defense, we're pissed. We know what makes up a good defense and what we have to do to just allow ourselves as a team to have a chance to win.
The touchdown to AJ last Sunday, from our perspective as a head scratcher, to see a rookie safety who's never really been in man coverage much, one of the best receivers in the league. Is that just a good play by them? What went down on that play?
We're just playing defense, and they scored on our defense. You know, in general, there's going to be times where we're in coverage and we're blitzing or we're doing everything. But whether it's A.J. Green or whoever scores, they're scoring on our entire defense. If I'm blitzing and I knock the ball down and he's open, then we don't talk about a touchdown. So whenever someone scored on, whether it's a run, a pass, whatever it is, we all have to take credit for that. We all do our jobs. If somebody's supposed to get to the quarterback and sack him, if you sack him, we don't see that. So I don't think it just fell on Jabril's shoulder. It was just as a defense, we didn't execute that play call the right way to allow them not to score.